Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. Today, we're at Tarrant Primary in Kingston, which recorded a 20% jump in mastery for literacy based on the results of this year's Grade 4 Literacy Test. We hear how they accomplished this feat. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. For those of us who can read, it's easy to take the ability for granted. We often forget that seeing words and immediately recognizing what they are and what they mean was not automatic, but a skill developed with help and coaching. If you managed to learn how to read at a young age, consider yourself lucky, because the task becomes much more difficult the older you get. With that in mind, it becomes all the more important to celebrate persons who overcome challenges to master this great ability. And that's why special commendation must go to the staff at Tarrant Primary, who moved their grade 4 students from 61% mastery to 81% mastery based on the results of this year's grade 4 literacy test.
We have teachers who are trained, efficient, competent. So with myself and the leadership style and the fact that we have supportive teachers, to a large extent, we're able to have the kind of success that we've had.
Principal of Tarrant Primary School, Thelma Porter. Make no mistake, Ms. Porter says, earning the literacy results was an uphill task. First, she had all the weakest readers from across the entire cohort placed in one class to receive special attention. The teachers in the three other grade 4 classes were given higher literacy targets to meet.
I gave the teachers targets. Three of the grades, I said, okay, your target is 100%, to get 100% of the students mastering. The teacher who had the struggling students, I said, okay, your task is to get 50% of them reading, even at the grade 2 level. And they took that and they ran with it. And they worked hard, early classes, Saturday class, that kind of a thing. And when the results came out, we had moved from 61 to 81%. God be praised for that.
One teacher got 100% of the students mastering literacy. The other two achieved 90%, and the teacher with the struggling students got 55% of her students attaining mastery. The positive literacy results have had an equally encouraging impact on student behavior and discipline.
Since the publication of the results, you have students who are more self-assured, self-esteem improved. All of a sudden, everybody is just bright.
Improving students will, of course, have a motivating effect on the teachers. Let's hear from the grade 4 teachers now.
When I heard about the results, I broke down in tears because I know where I was taking them from, right? And to see that all my students mastered, you know, we feel good, of course. Hard work pays off.
They were very weak in spelling and construction of sentences, and their critical thinking was very low. So we have to work on them. Tell them stories, ask them the right questions. They were very disruptive, so we have to step up on the discipline.
Grade 4 teacher Grace Eccleston, and before her, Melissa Brown.
What I did first was to get them to believe in themselves and that they could do it. Early class, extra lesson, working with them lunchtime. It was hard, but when you see the interest and you see them coming on, you felt like you just keep working.
Grade 4 coordinator Sophia Williams. Time to meet a few of Tarrant Primary's literacy superstars. This is Kyle Brown.
I got 100 in the communication task, and the comprehension, and the word recognition. I feel very proud of myself.
And here's Danisha Cox, who tells us how her parents reacted when they heard her scores.
I got 100% in the word recognition. I got 27 out of 30 in the comprehension, and I got 7 out of 8 for the communication task. They were happy, excited. And they believed in me, so they expect me to get those.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.